T.W. Josie High School in Augusta, Georgia, has not always been known for its high expectations for its students. Here's how Kalia Staples, a senior, describes the school's environment her freshman year.
When I first came into the school, the discipline, it was awful. The behavior of the students, the disrespect, the not coming to class, the not wanting to do nothing, and it was bringing us down as a whole on the school.
Today, Staples says things at Josie are different. Students want to be there. Josie's truancy rates are down, and the school is one of seven of the state's lowest performing schools that has boosted its graduation rate above 80%. Students, staff, and state officials say the change is due to two things: Principal Ronald Wiggins and how he's used a multi-million-dollar influx of federal money known as a school improvement grant. When Wiggins arrived at the school in 2009, he came with a charge to turn the school around. And he says that made some teachers at the school nervous.
They were afraid of me. Everybody was told that I was sent here to fire people. So everybody was afraid to talk to me. They were afraid to show me their weak spots.
So Wiggins says he spent the next few years building trust, one teacher, student, and parent at a time. He started by sprucing up the building and changing the school's approach to community outreach. As trust grew, he says that allowed him to introduce bigger changes to things like instruction.
So math divided by volume is 60.
Those changes are on display in Shannon Moore's chemistry class, where students are learning how to calculate the density of an object.
We're doing it two different ways. We're doing word problems to make sure they can solve with the three different variables, and then they're going to do a mini lab where they do water displacement.
This is actually the second time these students have worked through these concepts. After the first time Moore taught the lesson, a quick assessment revealed that only half the students had mastered it. So she's teaching it again. This is the type of data-based teaching, focusing on figuring out exactly what students don't know yet and making sure they learn it, that Wiggins has brought to every classroom. Wiggins says he spends nearly 2 hours each day dropping in and out of classes, frequently jumping right into the discussion.
Now, are you not going to round up? Or you put the five in there, too? One,
yeah,
three, three, five? Okay.
Yes. Or you can round it up. It don't either matter.
Okay. History teacher Philip O'Keefe says that adjusting to the new standards-based instruction that Wiggins introduced was difficult. Old habits are hard to change. But he says teachers adapt.
We are learning all of this stuff at once. And that is one of the issues. But I would say that today, if you walk from class to class, you should see pretty much the same thing in every class.
Sylvia Hooker, who heads the state's school improvement efforts, says that it will take more than 3 years for the school's work to fully pay off.
It's not about 3 years, and I keep telling folks, yes, you can make some gains. It can look different, but to have a legacy and sustained achievement, it's going to take it over time.
But 3 years is the length of the grant, and so Wiggins is now trying to figure out how to continue the school's progress without millions of extra dollars.
It'd be very easy for people to start thinking that, okay, sustainability is just a word, and we can start going back to some other things and business as usual.
If they can avoid backsliding into old habits, Wiggins says, then he's confident the school can continue to improve, even without millions of extra dollars. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Maura Walls in Augusta, Georgia.